This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the DJV, as in Doug Jen Victoria program. I'm here to present to you two of the best minds, well, maybe three, if you include me, and maybe even four if you include Richie, who's on the control board in Washington. Kara's on vacation in Italy. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. Jennifer, in fact, is going to bring us up to date on some of the trending items. So take it away, Miss Jennifer.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, you know, a lot of attention, and we've been talking about this since, Valentine's Day, when Parkland, Florida had their massacre at their high school. Now, this week, the eyes of the nation have been on Santa Fe, Texas, following last week's deadly shooting at that high school near Houston that left 10 people dead. This week, the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, said that he could support some gun control measures. Now, this is pretty important stuff, because this is a guy who just a week ago was giving away guns as part of a campaign website. Essentially, he was raffling off guns. And, of course, guns are a part of Texas culture. So now this move is something of a change of heart for Governor Greg Abbott, who's a Republican and who has worked to actually expand gun rights in Texas. Earlier this year, Abbott had backed President Trump's proposal to arm more teachers in lieu of sweeping gun control measures, saying that almost 20% of Texas schools already have trained and armed educators. He said, when a shooting takes place, people want to rush simple solutions. It's time to tackle the tough situation, and that's mental health. This week, Abbott said he could back stronger regulations for gun storage and quicker reporting to law enforcement when a court has determined someone is mentally ill in order to keep that person from having weapons. He said those were the top considerations to emerge after he held a meeting of representatives of a gun control group and gun owners, as well as mental health and education experts, in discussions at a school safety meeting this week.
So what do you make of that?
Well, I think it sounds like that's some common sense, right?
Yeah, I really think we can argue about who gets to own guns or what kind of guns they get to own. And really, the bottom line is the person pulling the trigger. And what are we doing to protect our schools? And what are we doing to find the people that are as troubled as these last two, at least, individuals who have gotten so much national attention in Parkland, Florida, and in Santa Fe, Texas, how really ill they are? And how can we identify them before something like this happens?
Is Texas a state that doesn't have the red flag law, where a family or friends, if they're concerned about someone's mental health, they can go to a judge and have the weapons temporarily removed? Because I know Florida didn't have that, and I think they have it since Parkland. But is Texas, I'm guessing Texas probably doesn't have that.
I don't think that they do. I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But just listening to some of the remarks from Governor Abbott, he said that he wants to keep guns away from people who would try to murder our children. These types of things, he talked about mental illness, it would make me think that they probably don't have those laws.
Yeah.
All right.
Also trending today, some bad news if you are Harvey Weinstein. Manhattan has gotten together. Maybe you're part of this, Victoria. I don't know if you can tell us who you are.
Secretly, this is what I do after the show.
There's a grand jury that's been convened in Manhattan in the Harvey Weinstein case. There are witnesses being called in connection with sex abuse allegations against movie producer Harvey Weinstein. Several sources have confirmed that the state grand jury in Manhattan will hear evidence on the Weinstein case this week, which is being presented with witness testimony and other evidence. It's not clear when the grand jury might decide whether or not to indict Harvey Weinstein, but from all the insiders, like the last month or so, there have been some people who have been chitty-chatty within the New York Police Department who said that the arrest of Harvey Weinstein is imminent and that it will happen sooner rather than later.
So what do you do with a guy like that? Put him in jail? What does that do for you? You know, it doesn't.
Where else do you put him?
You
can't let him just hang out in L.A. and do this to more women.
Well, this is the business about these sorts of crimes and what you do. How do you keep him away from putting him in jail? Does that really serve a purpose in this circumstance? Is he one of the people that deserve because of his actions? Oftentimes, the people that get put in jail are put there almost for thinking rather than for action. is an appropriate use of our prison system to put people like Harvey Weinstein in it and throw away the key. My vote might be yes on that, but there are some who say, no, he shouldn't be in jail. He should be doing community service. I said, what are you going to do with a guy like that in the community service vein? Or is it what he needs to humble himself, because part of his problem has been his ego, thinking that he was above it all, laws and, just general rules of human decency, that kind of stuff. And
But don't you think that there's obviously some sort of a mental illness here, too?
Of course there is. Whacked. Yeah.
Right, and I don't think it's just ego. I put him on the same level as a child molester. Like, he belongs
yes.
in jail.
Okay,
over 100 women. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think picking up trash on the side of the road is going to do it.
Yeah, I would agree.
A prison uniform, that might be good.
He needs to be locked up somewhere, but I think the biggest punishment for him is what's happening right now, and that's the loss of his power, because what did he use to get these women, right? He used his power to leverage them. So when you strip away his power and his money, that's going to be the greatest punishment to someone like him.
You'll all be happy to know that Kevin Federline, remember him? Married to Britney Spears.
Brett,
They have 3 children, I think, do they not?
Two boys.
Two, okay, all right. So he went to court this week to try to get more dough out of Britney Spears. He's getting $20,000 a month now from her, and he doesn't want just 30, doesn't want just 40, doesn't want just 50. He wants $60,000 a month from Britney Spears for child support. Meanwhile,
That's
what is
ridiculous.
This guy doing to support himself, would be my question. Where does he have a job so he's taking
care
of himself,
married.
Or is he using some of this dough to take care of himself?
Well, that's always the question with child support, right? But he's married to someone else and has kids with his new wife, too. Yeah. So this kind of reeks of, I'd like to spread the wealth with my other kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Britney's money, and they all need Jordans.
I don't know if this is just California, but I think it's actually everywhere, that the way they usually figure out how much you're paid in child support is to provide the same kind of life that the kids are going to get at one parent's house that they'd get at the other. So if you're getting a certain life with Britney Spears, then the law dictates that you have to get that same kind of life with Kevin Federline. And so he's going to cash in. He knows she's making more money. She's in control of her money, I think, again. And so he's probably looking for his payday.
Isn't that sweet?
That's $60,000 a month, though. Now, $20,000 for two kids.
People make it a year. It's so
I know. $20,000 for two kids, if you look at how celebrities have been divvied up with families, you often hear stories of $20,000 a month for one kid. So even if he went to $40,000, that's not, it is insane to us, like we're talking about the money, it's play money. But in terms of how other celebrity divorces have gone, $20,000 a month kind of tends to be like the average. And so I would understand if a judge thought, okay, $40,000 for the two kids, but $60,000?
That's why, when you do these, they become mediated, they become negotiated, so you ask for 60,
so maybe
you get 40.
He's hoping for 40. Yeah.
Exactly, that's how it works. Yeah. 14 past the hour, this is the DJV Experience.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
It's spring. Time to grab your bike, watch baseball, and plant something green. Speaking of green, spring's also the perfect time to refresh your finances. To jumpstart your spring savings, you can now get 50% more data when you switch to Net10 Wireless. Enjoy 30-day plans with unlimited talk, text, and the first 6 gigabytes of high-speed data for just $40 a month. Or the first 3 gigabytes of high-speed data for only $35 a month. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. This limited-time offer is available from May 22nd to August 30th, 2018. With more high-speed data, you can easily keep track of your expenses by downloading budgeting apps on your smartphone, scheduling calls with a financial advisor, or setting alerts to monitor spending. Net10 Wireless lets you keep your network and your number and offers a variety of unlimited talk, text, and data plans to fit your needs with no contracts or hidden fees. For more information and ways to save this spring, visit net10wireless.com.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV. All right, let's see what else is going on around the country and around the world. Thank God for the government. If it weren't for the government, as we get into summertime and they take a hard look at the water you're swimming in, there's a new drowning study out. And the government suggests that you are in danger if you go into the ocean or if you go into the water. Be careful about the dangers of swimming in any open water. It's okay in the pool, but be careful of rivers, lakes, ponds, the ocean. Report from Safe Kids Worldwide offers a warning about drowning. Families need to pay more attention to swimming safely, especially in the water. I guess that's, I'm glad to hear that they're
open water.
Concerned about that. I know. I'm just giving a little flavor. Will you relax for a second?
Okay. Jeez. Flavor meaning not
yeah, let him
the
just,
story.
Let him just give the fake news. Come on,
yeah, go ahead. Fake news. Go ahead.
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I just find it interesting that we need to have a study to tell us to be careful when it goes into swimming. If you're going to be careful or you're not going to be careful, depending on this. For example, if you're swimming in a quarry and you jump off the side of a ledge, chances are you're going to be dead by the time you go under the water because quarries are rock piles that have collections of water in them sometimes. And we all had the swimming hole when we were kids. I certainly did. Did you have a swimming hole when you were a kid?
Swimming hole. I've seen that on
did
Family
Did you have
Guy
one
once?
Of them cement ponds, Richie?
swimming hole.
We had a pond at the end of the street, yes.
Yeah, it's a swimming hole. Go ahead, keep making fun of me. Help yourself.
It was swimming. We called it a mud hole, though.
Yeah.
Mud hole.
The people on Welcome to Pooh Corner, which I used to watch during the 80s as a young child on the Disney Channel, they had a little swimming hole. That's good.
Yeah. Well, the point is there is a very important aspect of that that doesn't seem to involve a lot of common sense. When you see people jumping off of a high cliff into a quarry, it's bound not to end well.
But other kids than don't that, know that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's a place where you would want to. But
you're
I remember,
a dummy adult and you want to do that, fine. But you know, kids do this and don't realize the dangers.
Well, but that's because we don't have as many swimming holes around as we used to either. The old swimming hole. And it happens that more black kids than white kids drown. I don't understand that. Why is that? That risk. Black kids, teenagers especially, increased risk of drowning. All right, be careful if you're white or black.
Don't go to the swimming hole and jump off the edge of the cliff. 21 after the hour.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scuff's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scuff's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scuff's Weed and Feed today.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Change after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Julia Louis-Dreyfus is in the entertainment news. She's going to get the Mark Twain Prize for Comedy. This is one of the best shows. They put this on at the Kennedy Center in Washington every year. Somebody like Julia, the past winners have been Eddie Murphy, Jerry Seinfeld, Jay Leno, I thought, was, frankly, I'm thinking back on it, was the best performance of this sort of show that I saw. Anyway, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, honored for the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor. She'll be saluted at a performance October 21st. She called the honor insanely exciting. Last year, she made Emmy history when she took home her sixth consecutive win for Best Actress in a Comedy, becoming the first performer to take home that number of consecutive trophies. I've always thought she was, I don't know if cute is the right word for it, but very funny. She has that wonderful look about her, a freshness and kind of a fun thing. I just find her fun. She's fun. She's won Emmys for roles on The New Adventures of Old Christine and Seinfeld as well. She's had breast cancer though, right? Isn't she being treated for breast cancer?
Yeah, she's being treated now for it. Yeah.
Yeah. So then they're going to do one more season though of Veep, and I've tried to watch it and get into it because I like her, but I've never and I love her assistant who was in a movie as a kid, and I'm trying to remember her name.
Anna Schlumsky from Girl. Yep.
Yeah, she's very good at it, too. But the men are stupid, and the whole show falls apart because of them. If they just get rid of those dumb men that are... and they play
That's
roles...
That's what Victoria and I say sometimes.
Yeah.
Very nice. Okay. Keep moving. 25 past the hour. Music news. Celine Dion returning to the stage after she canceled a series of shows in order to undergo a minimally invasive surgical procedure. She returned to Caesar's Palace, welcomed back with a standing ovation. She told the audience, quote, "You know, it's been a while since we've done a show. I had a bit of a health issue."
Don't we all?
But I have to tell you, I'm extremely happy to be back. The stage is kind of my home away from home. And I have to admit, I can barely stand on my feet tonight as I'm a bit nervous. She performed all of her hits, her latest single, Ashes, from the Deadpool 2 soundtrack. She added, quote, "It's definitely not a children's movie, but the song I couldn't resist. I wanted to record this song, and I did. It gives me pleasure to sing it for the first time." She canceled her shows back in March and April because of this condition in her ear, which causes hearing irregularities. That's not...
Must be hard to sing if you can't hear.
Can't hear, yeah. Yep. So, she was gracious, and it was nice. Next up on the musical hit parade list today, the Rolling Bones. Ah, crank that up, Richie. I always say it's the best intro to any rock song ever recorded. Large number of the Bones fans taking to social media to voice their frustration after being refused entry due to the size of their bags at the London Stadium gig this week. Liam Gallagher was the opening act. However, a lot of fans missed his set due to the policy of not being allowed entry with a bag larger than a piece of A5 paper. That's a legal size piece of paper.
That's a and small bag.
Yeah, pretty small bag. Then they took
legal
took
sheet
two.
Of paper is not big.
Yeah. At Twitter, on Twitter, fans complained about the lines, being turned away, having to pay to store their bags, or simply abandoning their bags altogether. They were told at the gates, small clutch bags, approximately the size of a sheet of paper, with or without a handle or strap, will be allowed into host venues. But what's the point of this? Are they worried about somebody bringing
a gun?
You can't
get a bazooka in.
Yeah. You can't bring in any weapons.
Is this a new policy? This is something new, right?
Yeah, it is over there. Yep.
Right. Okay.
And it's probably coming to the States soon.
Yep. All right.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion dollars for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Greatness personified. As the week comes to an end here on the East Coast, it's beautiful weather, man. Magnificent. What's it like in Washington as the week comes to an end, Richie?
You know, we've had a lot of rain over the last few weeks, and that's why the White House is a little sinkhole in it now.
Yeah, but what's the story with that?
The
gates of hell.
It could be.
For those of you who haven't heard, there's a sinkhole that's opened up on the North Lawn of the White House near the entrance to the press briefing room.
I'm telling you. They fall in and they come out. It's supposed to be there.
Welcome.
Explains a lot of the hoof marks in the entrance
Jim
Acosta forgot to lock the door on his way out.
When it's not raining, it's been glorious here. We've had some beautiful nights.
Nights, days, the moon coming into a new cycle. I think about a week from now. So anyway, it's neat. But I thought it was interesting. This sinkhole has gotten a lot of attention, but these sinkholes. This is not a when there's a degree of relativity here. You've seen over the past 4 or 5 years actually develop around the country and around the world places where the ground has just opened up.
It's like has this just
Florida.
Become a thing.
Remember all that?
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah.
Really
not far from Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, yeah.
Like cars have fallen into
them. Is this a new phenomenon? I don't remember this ever before, like a decade ago. I don't remember sinkholes.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's like a lot of other things, Richie. They get the attention. There's a sensationalism to it.
Shark attacks.
Right. The news media.
It's the new shark attacks.
Right. The news media.
Shark attacks are on the rise. Don't joke. They really are.
That's what they say in the news anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it really the fact that they are on the rise? We're just paying attention to it. Here's something that needs attention. A U.S. government employee in China is said to have had a brain injury after experiencing subtle and vague sensations of sound and pressure. This sounds like Havana all over again. State Department says that U.S. citizens in China need to report any symptoms or medical problems they notice that are specific to being in that country. The employee works at the U.S. consulate in one of the southeastern cities. Government is taking the report seriously, has informed the staff in China of the event. The State Department said, quote, "We do not currently know what caused these symptoms and are not aware of any similar situations in China." So, could it be that the Chinese are trying to do away with American diplomats? Da-da-da-dun. What would be the advantage, one would wonder? Yeah? Anybody?
No trace, no bullet left behind. Being able to kill a high-ranking or even mid-level diplomats.
With the
and there's no trace of any weapon.
Well, why does that help them?
Like, the Russians got caught because they poisoned some spies a couple of years ago, so we all know it was the Russians.
Maybe. But didn't the Pentagon uninvite the Chinese from some military exercises this week?
Mm-hmm.
They said that...
That's because they don't like the attitude change of Kim Jong-un after the meeting with China. And so they think that maybe China's trying to put a halt to this or, I don't know. There's also the trade war brewing, which they seem to be on hold. China's asked the president to look into ZTE. Our relationship with China is so complicated. It has so many layers. And, you know, we spend a lot of energy talking about North Korea, and we spend a lot of energy talking about Iran and some of these other hotspots, and they are important. But, boy, keep your eye on China because they are the ones that can really define things for us. They can go around and meddle in so many different ways and places with our economy and with our national security.
But why does it benefit them? Because the money, it doesn't seem to make any sense. The money that has gotten them where they are all came from us. It's
the
relationship, you say, is right. It is complicated because now we're borrowing the money back that we gave to them in the first place to keep our country afloat, as it were. It just is amazing. It really is kind of amazing. All right. People who live in Las Vegas and who work in the casinos have voted to authorize a strike. These are thousands and thousands of unionized casino workers. They have authorized a strike starting June 1st, a move that could certainly not help those who are going there for a little R&R. Members of the Culinary Union, voting in two sessions, the housekeepers, food, and cocktail servers on one side, bellmen and kitchen employees on the other side, 34 properties along the Strip and in downtown Vegas. 50,000 workers casting ballots, 50,000 workers contracts up on the night of May 31st. Negotiations for new contracts started back in February. The union and individual casino operating companies have not reached agreement. This is big, big business. Caesar's Palace, the Bellagio, amongst others. The last citywide strike was all... I remember. This was like 2 months. Was it? This was,
I don't know. It was more than 30 years ago, so I don't remember that. But I'm sure this is bad for business.
This ain't good for business there, man. And there wasn't, business hasn't been great since the shoot 'em up anyway. So, or do you think people have forgotten about that at this point? What was that, a year ago? Do people forget?
No, it hasn't been a year yet. It was last October.
Okay. So, but do you think people forget about that stuff?
I don't think forget. But
well, but
I don't know.
Would
I've
you
never
not go to Las Vegas?
So
let me put it this
I've
way.
I've never
Victoria.
Been, so I don't.
Would
know.
Would you not go to Las Vegas, or Richie? Would you not go, or Jennifer? Would you not go?
I would
because
not,
of
not
the shootout?
Go anywhere because of any shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to Vegas since the shoot, but I'll tell you what, you think about it when you,
sure.
when you drive past that Mandalay Bay, and I could not believe the report that came out about the hairstylist. The police knew about this guy. The hairstylist of the shooter reported him to authorities because he was creeping her out, and they let him go, and we've heard this before.
All right, the Jerry
wait a minute,
Kushner.
Wait a minute. Victoria, you've never been to Las Vegas?
No, we got to get her there.
Yeah, that's,
honestly,
really? That seems unbelievable to me.
I've never been to Vegas, and I've never been to Atlantic City, and I'm from Jersey.
I just have no interest in Atlantic City.
Oh,
Atlantic City's a dump.
But I grew up on the beach, so I don't need to go to another beach, you know?
You're
so
coming here. Why don't you and Lewis meet us, and we can go to Vegas?
Sure, I'd go to see a show.
You two in Vegas?
Oh, we rip it up.
Yeah.
What's I know that,
that song
Martini's
Three
would be
Dog
on the
Night
agenda.
Yes,
did. Never
true.
Been to Vegas. Isn't there a song Three Dog Night did? I've never been to Vegas.
Never been to Spain.
Never been to Spain and Vegas, same thing. All right. Jared Kushner. Kushner? Kushner.
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 Kushner. Kushner. Did he get security clearance finally?
Yes. He got it back, yes.
Well, he left. I thought he had a hard time with it from the beginning. Has he had access, like literal access to everything in the White House?
He had access, then he didn't have access, now he's got access again.
Why did he lose it? I've forgotten.
I think it had something to do with his family dealings. Remember his, I don't know, his dad's involved in all sorts of weird stuff.
His dad's a crook.
Well, I guess. Chris Christie's going to jail.
Yep.
He's a crook.
It was conflict of interest.
Right.
Yeah, he's still a crook. Okay, what about the married couple, the... I want to know what's going on with Meghan and the Prince. We've got nothing. It's been a whole day
to
talk about
that. They had their first public appearance at Prince Charles's 70th birthday bash, and that was on Tuesday. And Prince Harry got stung by a giant wasp as he was giving a speech for his father. It caused Meghan and Camilla to break out into a giggle fit, which, of course, went all around that went viral. And but other than that, they looked super cute, and they're going to go on their mini moon at some point soon.
There they
I was
are.
Like, what is that?
Coming to take you away, ha All right, Jennifer, has Los Angeles recovered from Stormy Daniels' day in West Hollywood? Things okay?
No, that might be my favorite story of the week.
I was boycotting Stormy Daniels' day, but yeah, it happened. They handed her the keys to the city. Can you imagine?
Okay.
I bet she's been handed some keys before in her day.
I'm sure she has, right. Yeah. Room 2010, please.
She spanked the mayor like she spanked Trump.
Yeah. I don't even want to think about it. That's gross thinking about
she
that.
She did.
Right. She says she did.
Okay.
All right. Did he confirm
let's
that?
Let's believe him. Yeah, let's believe him.
Dodd-Frank has been chucked. What do we think about that? Richie?
I'm all
the Dodd-Frank.
Thank you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, yes. I'm good with that.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know, Congress agreed this week to free some of the smaller banks from the rules, and I'll tell you something. My little bank, I have a bank that I use here in Framingham, is three offices. They had to hire, after Dodd-Frank, they had to hire six people to get the government regulations adhered to for stuff that's completely nonsensical. Things, you know, they won't lend you money because there's something wrong with your character. The stuff was nuts. Anyway, so this would be good for smaller banks. The big banks need to have strict rules, and I think that didn't they separate it out somehow or other? The small and medium-sized banks are going to not have to follow, and Dodd-Frank will, however, apply to the big banks.
Portions of it, yeah.
Yeah, which is appropriate, because there's the one, you know, Wells Fargo and let's see, who are some of the other big Citibank.
I see one more Wells Fargo mea culpa commercial on TV. I'm going to throw something.
Really?
Oh, well, we had your trust and then we lost it. Yeah, you did in a major way. And now we're going to get it back. It's like, yes, it's ridiculous.
Right. I'd rather bank with the Bank of Iran than them.
I see a name change coming for Wells Fargo.
Yes, right.
Whoops,
Dale
whoops,
Robertson.
Fargo.
That's appropriate.
All right, where are we? 45 past the hour.
More than 41 million people will travel for the Memorial Day holiday weekend, and this year, 7 out of 8 are driving. Unfortunately, tires are one of the last things people think about, but it should be the first, since tires are the only part of your vehicle that touch the road. So, they're an important safety feature, responsible for carrying your family to safety every day. Proper care and maintenance are critical. Here are 3 easy tips from tire manufacturer Bridgestone. Check your tire pressure once a month and before you head out on a road trip. Improper pressure can impact fuel economy, handling, and performance. Make sure your tires have proper tread depth. The penny test is a great way to check. Dip the penny upside down in the tread of each tire. If you can see Lincoln's head, it's time for a new set. Make sure you rotate all 4 tires every 5 to 7,000 miles to prevent uneven wear. If you need help, visit a Firestone Complete Auto Care store for a free tire pressure check and tread assessment. For more tips, visit TireSafety.com.
Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4888. Now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day Savings for great deals to update your home inside and out. Refresh your walls or renew your deck with $10 to $40 off select paint, primer, and stains. And if you've been craving new appliances, get up to 40% off appliance special values on some of the best brands in the business. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 5/30 and via rebate. Appliance offer valid through 6/6. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Forty-eight past the hour on the DJV show.
What happened there? Have the wheels fallen off the bus completely?
No, just the lug nuts.
I think a sinkhole just opened up in Framingham.
Oh, my God, too funny.
Wow. Well, for those of you that don't know, we do our show in all different locations. Doug is in Framingham. Victoria's in New York. Rich is in Washington, D.C., and I'm in Los Angeles. And sometimes, I guess, there's some miscommunication as to when the microphone actually goes off for Doug. But that's okay. So I'm going to tell you, though, that we talked a little bit about it at the beginning of this hour. We're going to post this story up at the DJV show. The shooter in Vegas, 2,100 pages, finally released from the government there. You have to check it out. This guy was known to authorities. Mm. All right, 50 past the hour. It is the DJV show.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz,
Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into 5,000-year-old safety in precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Rebuild trust. At Wells Fargo, we've been thinking about that a lot lately. For us, it begins with a renewed commitment to our customers. Fixing what went wrong, making things right, working with more transparency and higher accountability, and reinventing how we serve you. It's a new day at Wells Fargo, but it's a lot like our first day. Wells Fargo, established 1852, reestablished 2018. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings for all the projects popping up on your to-do list. Add a pop of color to your porch or patio with your choice select hanging baskets or planters, two for $10. And freshen up your landscape with new mulch and save, because now you can get 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/23 through 5/30. While supplies last, color and selection vary by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
25 past the hour on the DJV show. She's the, we got the V part.
Dropping like flies.
Yep. Jennifer's had to step out, and Doug has dropped into a sinkhole in the internet up on the farm in
Just
Boston.
Just like the White House.
Yes, exactly. So normally we have Dr. Ken here to talk about some of your health news, but you know what? We're going to skip right through that and go on to
some
more
important
stuff.
Well, we do have some health news.
Oh, what do you got?
We do have some important health news. The FDA is urging parents to stop using over-the-counter benzocaine products for teething infants. Did you see that?
This is crazy.
This is nuts. Okay, so the deal is, the FDA says, parents, your kids don't need topical soothing medicines for their teething gums, and they're actually issuing a warning against over-the-counter teething products that contain benzocaine. And they say it has a serious risk to infants and children and no benefits, really. It's a topical anesthetic that parents typically use for teething or sore throats and canker sores and things like that. But now they say it actually is associated with, and I'm not even going to be able to say what the word is, but what it is, it's a dangerous blood condition that can actually lead to death. So the new warning is no gels, no spray, no ointments, no solutions, no lozenges. And these are the popular brands that you may be familiar with. Baby Orogel, which is probably the biggest one.
You're right.
Chloraseptic spray. That's huge. I know so many people who use that. Aurabase, Orogel, Top X, Hurricane, and Ambisol. Now, these are just household names. And from my entire life, I've known these brands.
Who hasn't used this in their lifetime?
Right, exactly.
I just went to the dentist 2 weeks ago and had some work done. I used it after that.
I think for adults, it's okay in moderation, but they're really warning against using this on teething infants. Now, I don't have babies. I don't know babies.
I used it on my kids.
Babies are, how old are they when they teethe?
About a year to 10 months. Anywhere from like 8 months to 14, 15, 2 years old.
So apparently, if you've got kids in that age range, do not use any of these products on them. The FDA recommends for infants a firm but not frozen rubber teething ring, and parents can also gently massage their kids' gums. You could be Irish and just rub a little bit of brandy on the gums.
You're that probably better off there, yeah.
That's what my dad did for us. It worked just fine. We went right to sleep. So, yeah, but this is a scary warning, and when you see all these brands that you've known for so long and trust, it's just really, we're going to post this on our DJV Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, so you can make sure you spread the word to all of your family and loved ones, and maybe even if you have your own infants, don't use these products. It's just really scary.
I would bet that almost anybody that's listening to this program has some Ambisol or Baby Orogel in their medicine cabinet.
I bet you're right. Yep.
It's amazing. It's so, you know, from the 60s on up, the 50s on up, everybody's used this. What kind of effect has it had on you and I? Because, you know, I know you and I had it when we were kids.
Yeah, I do think my dad probably used brandy more than the chemicals, because that's the Irish way. He's from Ireland, but yeah. Scary. Yeah.
All right. Well, there it is. Get the Ambisol, the Baby Orogel, all the other topicals for that out there, and just get some cold wash rags. We like those.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.